my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and this is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 23rd, 2014. And we are here to join with Lenny Kravitz and say that love must rule. In this day and time of the decision from Ferguson concerning Officer Wilson and his actions, in which the police, the Fraternal Order of the Police, on too many occasions, kill and destroy black youth. On too many occasions, see black males and black youth as the enemy. We say to the rank and file members of the Fraternal Order of the Police that you come from and out of working class communities. And so how could it be that you would allow yourself to be maneuvered into thinking that the poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, especially poor working class black and brown, and most especially poor working class black, why would you allow yourself to be maneuvered into thinking that black youth are the enemy, that black youth are the criminals? When we know, sisters and brothers, that the criminal activity is in high levels of government, criminal activity in the White House, in the Pentagon, in the various arms and sections and wings of the government, criminal activity taking place in Wall Street and with the banking institutions, criminal activity taking place in the FBI and CIA, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. These are the places where the criminal activity takes hold of, operates from. The trafficking in human beings, the trafficking in drugs, the trafficking in weapons. These take place not amongst the black community, not amongst the brown community, but these take place in those sections of government in which the Fraternal Order of the Police have sworn to protect. See, the Fraternal Order of the Police do not protect the masses of the people. They protect private property, but not just in reality the private property of small business owners, but in reality the private property of banks, the private property of the economic institutions. See, the criminals are the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers. This is where the criminal activity emanates from. So, members, rank and file of the Fraternal Order of the Police, we say that you must be born again, born of Immaculate Conception, born of virgin birth, as we all must go this route of virgin birth through the study of the African narrative of the construct of creation and the movement of the hydrogen solar atum sun through the 12 signs of the zodiac, looking at the sign of Virgo as the virgin. We are going to have to be born again, we're also going to have to repent. For we return to the book of Job, and we return to the teachings by the metaphysician, the African metaphysician Job. In that book of Job, we saw Job struggling with issues, struggling with why is it that he faced calamities. And the Most High, through science, sisters and brothers, began to reveal the self of the Most High to Job. Job began to see the Almighty scientifically in the sun, in the creation, in the stars, in the planet Earth, in the various constellations of the heavens, and in the various movements and activities of the earth. And as the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, as the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, revealed the self of Yahuwah, the existing one, living one, to Job, Job began to look at this magnificent science of creation as taught by the African ancestors and began to say, oh my, even though I can't see where I have done wrong, this is Job talking, yet I must humble myself in the face of the science of the Almighty in the universe and the Almighty in the human structure. And so around verse 6 of chapter 42 in the book of Job, Job says, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And following with my notes, we want to see the science, sisters and brothers. What is the meaning of dust and ashes? Is this merely the dust and ashes of the earth in exclusivity? Or is there some deeper hidden meaning? Repent in dust and ashes. Ashes or dust is a masculine word. I'm not giving you the whole word, but giving you some definitions and giving you some further definitions in the Jewish encyclopedia. And we know that the knowledge and wisdom that is in the Jewish encyclopedia comes from the African ancestors. So to see the actual word for yourself, go to the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary and Lexicon. Go to blueletterbible.org or blb.org. Repent in dust and ashes. Dust is a masculine word having to do with the dry earth. Dust as powder, ashes as earth. Now, we should immediately be thinking of Ptah. In the African narrative of the construct of creation, we see Nun, we see Ptah, we see Atum. And Ptah is the earth mound rising up out of the waters of Nun, causing movement of the waters into waves. The waves, the movement of the waters, teaching us of movement and activity and energy. E equals MC squared. The energy spirit. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. The energy spirit disposition of the universe equals mass, matter, material times C squared, which is the speed of light squared, or 186,284 miles, not per second, but per half a second, because we have squared it now. So, the spirit energy, disposition of the universe, Ptah, the earth mound, rises up in the water, causing energy, causing waves, causing spirit. So we're now able to look into the spirit energy disposition of the universe and see that the spirit energy disposition of the universe is life. So the system that we live under is a system of death, and Satan is said to be traveling to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. That is the beast system that operates on death and destruction. So Ptah is the mind of the Almighty. Ptah, the earth mound. When we study the earth, when we study the universe, when we study the energy spirit disposition of the universe, when we study all of the facets of the earth, all the minerals and resources, when we study every facet, every portion, every parcel of the earth, we are in the study of the mind of the Almighty in the universe, in the earth, and in ourselves. So Ptah, the earth mound, rising up, teaching us of the mind of the Almighty and our original mind, our original thinking. Ptah, the ground, mortar, rubbish, debris. And we're to think of ore. Now, ore has to do with naturally solid material from which a metal or valuable mineral can be profitably extracted. So look at all of this science in the earth, sisters and brothers. Look at Ptah as the earth mound, teaching us of the principles and properties of the earth. This is African science of metallurgy and smelting. It was the Africans that created or were the first to implement the science and knowledge of minerals and resources in the earth, and ore in the earth, and the science of extracting metals, extracting resources, extracting minerals to be used for all manner of usages, as well as making a profit or creating wealth from such extraction from the earth. And Ptah is the earth mound. And when we study the earth and all of the properties and characteristics and talents in the earth, we are in the study of the mind of the Almighty. Now, further in my notes, ashes is also a masculine word. Ashes in the Jewish encyclopedia. We're going to the Jewish encyclopedia. Dust and ashes are associated with Sheol. Remember, sisters and brothers, Job chapter 1, verse 21, where Job, as the African metaphysician, teaches us that we must return to the womb of our mother naked. Naked came I forth from the womb of my mother, and naked shall I return thither. We don't want to just put that to when we end our physical life, because we yet live in the waters of Nun. We yet live in the womb of Nonet. The universe is the same universe that came out of those original waters, but those waters have been transformed by the field of light that the ancients called Atum, that the New Testament refers to as Christos, that the Old Testament refers to as Adon, other names Ra, other names Aton, sun disk, in Hindu, Lord Shiva, in the Catholic Eucharist, the monstrance with the ring of fire surrounding the wafer, back to Hindu, Lord Shiva with the ring of fire above his head, and Lord Shiva is the blue-black with the ring of fire above his head, and he has a third eye in the middle of his forehead, which is the first eye. In Islam, we can track this science in the Hajj as the sisters and brothers take on the white garment, which symbolizes the field of light called Christos, called Atum, ancient, called Ra, called Amun-Ra, called Aton, sun disk, etc. And that black stone of the Kaaba is dark matter, dark energy, the water's melanin of Nun and the womb of Nanet. And the sisters and the brothers march seven times counterclockwise. I believe there are seven pole stars and 26,000 years counterclockwise through the zodiac in the counterclockwise fashion. The sun moves through the seven pole stars. Every 3,000 years plus, there's a new north star or new pole star. And these seven pole stars represent the seven all-seeing eyes of the Almighty in the universe. Seven, the number of completion. Seven connected to the Sabbath. Seven connected to cessation of slavery and exploitation and debt and thievery and all of that debt slavery. And so these ashes represent the waters of Nun. This word is from an unused root. That word in the African Hebrew is bistru. I'm not saying that correctly, but bistru, an unused root meaning bistru. Excuse me. Bistru is the English definition of this African Hebrew word that is associated with ashes. Now, to bistru means to cover or partly cover the surface with scattered objects of objects, the objects to be scattered over the surface, scattered about. We're talking about the scattering of ashes, my sisters and brothers. Now, sisters and brothers, what we are looking at is the science of how the universe was covered with the waters of Nun. When you check the word cover, and then you check the word shadow, and you check the word overshadow, and it's talking about the shadowing of the universe, or the covering of the universe with the waters of Nun through the power and the field of light of the sun, the power of the sun to take those waters of Nun from the womb of Nanet and transform those waters into the mass matter material universe that we have in the universe today. In the Jesenius portion of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary concerning ashes, we see the ashes and we see the mourning, meaning to grieve and to be sorrowful. Remember, Job said that I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so the sackcloth and ashes. There's a phrase going down in sackcloth and ashes. Now, light and fallacious. Let me see if I can hit this word fallacious and see what I was driving at. Fallacious has to do with a fallacy and circular reasoning. So now we have a condition of mourning. We have a condition, okay, that we can fall into thinking light of a situation, thinking in a fallacious manner. These are the conditions that bring up mourning. They're our lives. We want our lives to go in a manner and a fashion that is scientific and commensurate with the science of the earth and the science of the universe. But we run into light situations. We run into fallacious situations, false fallacies, circular reasoning that keeps us circling in circles with no solutions. And so we find ourselves in mourning, going down in sackcloth and ashes because our situation is terrible. Our situation is undesirable. And so in the definitions, we see that driven by the wind. Driven by the wind. How the wind can symbolize being driven to and fro, tossed to and fro in situations that are undesirable. And so we go back to the waters of Nun to come out of these situations. We go back to the egg of the universe to go out of these situations. Here's what I'm driving at. Normally, when you think of going down in sackcloth and ashes, and sackcloth and ashes and darkness and black ashes, you say, oh Lord, I'm sad. I'm feeling terrible. But see, the sackcloth and the ashes are in reality teaching us of how the sun, S-U-N, the crystals, the hydrogen solar energy, anciently called Atum, that field of light, and the mission of Atum. The mission of Atum is to restore order, to bring order out of chaos, to bring order and tranquility and peace out of a terrible situation. So when we are in a terrible situation, when we are looking at a terrible situation that is being made light of as if it's nothing, when we are in a situation of fallacies and fallacious, such as this system, it makes us sad and we long for the power of Atum to transform our situation. See, the sackcloth and ashes in and of itself is not sad. The sackcloth and the ashes and the dust teach us that Christos, that Atum, lives within us, that we have the power of light within to transform our situation. So we go back to the waters of Nun. We go back to the egg of the universe. We are to become born again, resurrected, immaculate conception from the virgin birth through the study of the 12 signs of the zodiac and the study of the zodiac sign of Virgo, which is the virgin sign in the zodiac, teaching us that the power to be born of a virgin is to all of us, because the birth of the universe was a virgin birth and immaculate conception, because no human being in our current form had anything to do with that birth of the universe and that birth of ourselves as living entities before our physical incarnation. Jeremiah 1 and 5, we were alive and with the Almighty before we were formed in the wombs of our physical mothers. So, light, in not light as in the sunlight, but being made light of, not taking a situation seriously, is associated with the ashes, and fallacious, associated with the ashes as well, because when we look at the universe and we look at the earth and we look at ourselves, we see the good characteristics and talents, and we are also able to pick up on our flaws. See, when we study the science of the universe, when we study creation, when we study the earth, when we study minerals and resources, when we study the dust and the ashes and the every facet of the earth, we are able to also pick up on our flaws and our defects. And then we go back into ourself, go back into the consciousness of the waters of noon. And then we are able to weed out our flaws and weed out our defects and perfect ourselves and move into being perfected as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.